This is Raymond Soester. The collection is divided into three sections, the 60s, the 50s, and the 40s, in that order. So I shall begin with poems written in the 1960s. The first poem is called The Hippies at Nathan Phillips Square, and commemorates the hippie sit-in held at Toronto in 1967 in front of the new City Hall. The Hippies at Nathan Phillips Square. Completely unaware, and I'm sure not caring, that the superintendent of sanitary sewers, together with his colleague, the assistant director of garbage disposal, watched them from the ninth tier of City Hall windows. The young, bearded, unkempt boy camped out below waved a greeting from a sleeping bag to the long-haired blonde with bare toes showing in her sloppy joes, and helped her as she wiggled in beside him, and was then last seen as his hand reached out and zippered up the bag. In the bright morning sunlight, that sleeping bag was seen to shake, then to roll. Indeed, was the most moving thing in all of Nathan Phillips Square. At that point, the superintendent suddenly remembered he'd been on the way to the washroom all the time, and the assistant director suddenly recalled he was 2 minutes late in his appointment with the mayor. The next poem, Yay Tigers, is about one of the games of the 1968 World Series. Yay Tigers. When our boy Al Kaline tagged that slider of Washburn's in the third today, tagged it good, sent it sailing high and deep in the Tigers' upper deck, Wilf, I heard that yelp of yours clear across this crummy town, over TV bedlam, traffic, everything. Even if it only came out as the slightest half-whisper from your cancer-bug throat. The incident which the next poem describes occurred during the first convention of the League of Canadian Poets, held in Toronto, October 1968. The petition. The petition, we're told, is addressed to the judge, who is shortly to sentence our fellow poet for trafficking in marijuana. We are being asked to certify as to his standing among our community of poets, the idea being the judge may separate him from the usual drifters and give a lighter sentence, 6 months, for example, instead of 3 years or four. We are being asked for very little, someone says. It's no sweat to sign. But I still can't feel anything for this man whom I've never met before, and know little of, beyond the talk that he uses drugs heavily. I look across the room to where he sits while we discuss his case, a bad mistake, and try to see what the face tells, what the twitchy eyes reveal, not what the beatnik sandals, beads, long hair, beard, do not say. Then I ask him, as a judge might ask, about previous convictions, and still can't feel anything, can't believe what we do in this room now may cut his living hell in prison to a bearable time. Repeat, can't feel a tie of love for another, can't move myself off my rock of isolation. Someone says it nearby. It's nothing, no trouble to sign. Is that why all this crowd of poets moves so eagerly to scribble on the required paper? I don't know, but it seems this is all we can do for our fellow human, and I can't move myself to even this. So the rest of the day my mind keeps asking, what's happened to you? What's changed you? How long has this been going on? How deep is the cancer forked in? How much of you is still living flesh beyond breathing and excretion, eyes still opening at daylight? What separates you now from the brutes? From the unburied dead. The Girls of the Morning. By bus and by train I'm pushed into morning. So I twist in my seat, close my eyes, imagine sleep. But the girls of the morning wait at every bus and train stop. And I know it, how I know it. And I find my eyes opening as the doors are swung back and the cargoes are loaded, unloaded. Oh, the girls of the morning, are no girls dressed in mourning, and the skin of each shines, be it white, black, or yellow, with the freshness of petals newly opened. Their hairdos make them queens, flappers, innocents, while their lips hint at passion, eyes such tenderness. Oh, their perfumes fill crowded aisles with dreams of far islands. Their dresses shake the sleep from our eyes, as the miniskirts ride, dresses hug, saris flow like water. One and all proclaim breasts waiting to be pressed, legs waiting to be smoothed, thighs waiting to be parted, while posteriors on stairways sway with gentleness, badly needed in a world of male rot and madness. Oh, the girls of my morning, crying love, crying love.